Today, as I'm sure you know, is called Laetare Sunday, which means the imperative Rejoice Sunday. It is also called Rose Sunday, as Father's vestments illustrate. I believe our homily today should be on joy. And we ask ourselves the three basic questions. What is joy? Why are we to be happy? And how to grow in our happiness? What then is joy? Joy is the experience of the will in possessing a beloved good. This is the classic definition of the Catholic Church of joy. Joy is the experience of the will in possessing a beloved good. Notice, joy is in the will. It's not in the feelings, not in the body, not in the emotions, not even in the mind. It's in the will. There can, therefore, be joy in the will, even when there may be, this needs to be underlined, pain or sorrow, say, in the body, or in the emotions. Happiness is in the will. And what's the source of happiness or joy? It is the possession of a beloved good. Something which is good because it satisfies our deepest desires, and we love that which gives us the joy. In the last analysis, joy is the experience of possessing God. In other words, joy or happiness is possessing God here on earth by His grace, and possessing God in eternity by seeing God face to face. No one, nothing, no creature, not we ourselves, nor any other human being, can substitute for the source of the only true joy, which is the possession of God. Consequently, in the measure that we are in the possession of God, to that extent we are happy. Or in other words, a person is only as happy as that person possesses the grace of God. And nobody cheats here. Nobody. Nobody. So much of the literature of the world is written to disprove that statement of our faith. Yet we believe only in the measure that we possess the grace of God. To that extent are we happy. And that is why, and all the Gospels that the Church might have chosen for Laetare Sunday, chose the Gospel of the Prodigal Son. The brother, when he heard the singing and the dancing, what's this all about? He was told, your brother. Your brother came back. You're kidding. And my father celebrates that bum's returning. And then the father pleading with his son. Remember, we should rejoice and be glad because your brother who was dead is alive. He was lost and is found. He was dead in sin and is now in the friendship of God. There's only one lie, only one lie that has ever been spoken. Only one lie, only one lie. Only one, only one. That man can be happy in doing his own will. Our happiness consists in possessing God and here on earth. We possess God in the measure that we do His will. So the second question, why are we supposed to be happy? Are you serious? Why are we supposed to be happy? And what else? This is why we exist. The purpose of our existence is to be happy. Period. Or better, a triple exclamation mark. Then close the book. That is why God made us, with an emphasis on the us. We are to be happy. We go back to our definition of joy or happiness, the experience of the will. Animals cannot really be happy. Stones, trees, the mountains and seas cannot be happy. You've got to have a will. And we grow in our happiness because God wants us to. He wants us to be happy. It is a fundamental reason why God brought us out of nothing. And if there was anything that we should learn from our faith, it is that Christianity is the only religion in the history of the human race that by the experience of history can make those who believe in what Christ has revealed and put his teaching into practice, they are the only ones on earth who can be truly happy. Christ told us, "I have come that you may have joy and have it in abundance." The only mistake we can make, and what a mistake millions are making, is to suppose that this side of heaven, because there are trials, there is pain, there are difficulties, in a word, there is the cross, that we somehow cannot be happy. I repeat, that's a demonic lie. Of course, there's a difference between our happiness here on earth and our happiness in eternity. Our happiness in eternity will be experienced without the cross. But, and now part three, how to grow in this happiness. We grow in this happiness by believing that Jesus Christ meant to be taken literally what he told us. If you wish to be my disciples, carry your cross, daily cross, and follow me. Gee, sounds like a pretty sad prescription. The more I live in this valley of tears, the more I keep insisting and getting clearer and clearer to me. I want to make it as clear as I can to others. You've got to pay for your happiness. Joy is expensive. There are no bargain basements for obtaining happiness. The price of happiness, I repeat, happiness is in the will. The price of happiness is doing the will of God. But what we've got to recognize, some don't even know it. Our wills are constantly, constantly in competition with the will of God. And if we're going to be happy and surely grow in happiness, there's no question what we have to do. Find out what is God's will for the mind. Then choose God's will with my will. And I'm going to be happy. And every time I pull back, even a little bit, to the extent to which I pull back my will, from conforming my will to the will of God. And this is infallible. This is mathematical proportion. To that extent, I mean this literally. To that extent, we're going to be unhappy. And for all of us, beginning with a speaker, the hardest thing for any of us to admit, I know, I just know too many souls, beginning with my own. Yeah, really, what a word I can use. Very slow, very reluctant to admit. And this begins, I've watched it, with babies just born. They're born with a self-will, with a self-will, capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F, self-will. What we want because we want it. And the world keeps telling us, and you're going to be happy to the extent to which, well, you get what you want. And for the third time in one homily, I repeat, that is the lie which has created hell. Hell in eternity and hell on earth. How then are we to grow in this joy to which today Sunday commands us, laetare? That's the imperative of the verb. Be happy, rejoice. And we shall be only as happy, I synthesize what we've been saying, in the measure that we, oh, how well I know, how very well I know, how agonizingly well I know, how hard it is for the will to bend and give in and give in and give in to the will of God, especially when that divine will is manifest to me in the will of another person. Lord Jesus, happiness in our lives is not an option. It is, dear Savior, a divine obligation. It is a reward for our surrendering our wills to your divine will every moment of a 24-hour day. My Jesus, we've got no illusions. We can hear these words. Shake our hands. How true. But give us, we beg you, the grace to shake our wills in bending them to your divine will. And then, our dear Savior, then our wills will indeed experience the possession of the one loving good for which we were made, yourself, possessed here on earth my faith and enjoyed my vision in eternity. Mary, Mother of God, and Maid of the Lord, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.